This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Forget superheroes. This weekend, Warner Brothers is going to be banking on a squad of hardened criminals and outright supervillains from the DC Comics universe to save the world and perhaps the company's summertime bottom line. Suicide Squad opens tomorrow night. Our entertainment correspondent, Adrian Hill, is here to tell us exactly what Warner Brothers has at stake. Hey, Adrian, how are you?
I'm well, Kai. Thanks.
Tell me then, would you, what is on the line here for Warner Brothers, would you?
There's a lot. You know, Batman v Superman ended up making something like $850 million worldwide,
really?
But it disappointed.
That's way too much, because it was just, I reject the premise of that whole movie, but that's a whole different thing.
Critics didn't like it, fans didn't like it, and it wasn't the introduction to this DC comic book world they wanted. So now that's on Suicide Squad.
Okay, so what are people saying about this clearly all-important movie for Warner Brothers?
Well, expectations are it could make anywhere from $125 to $140 million in opening weekend. People want to see it, but again, the reviews are coming in and they're not pretty.
How much headroom do you suppose there is in this genre, as it were?
A lot. Look, if you're making $800 million for a movie, $1 billion in some cases this year, you're going to see sequels and you're going to see more sequels. Where there's money, there will be sequels.
What does this say? This is a little bit sideways. What does this say, though, about the state of Hollywood in our economy today, right? All they're making are these big, huge things, and where has the artistry gone in movies? Or is that a different interview?
No, I mean, I think it's an interesting question that they need these blockbusters to be successful, to keep going. Yeah. And there are smaller movies. There aren't as many of them, it feels like, right now. But where there's the money, there will be the investment, there will be the movie. I wonder, though, Kai, are you a fan of these movies?
Well, mostly yes, although, as I said, Batman v Superman, just I rejected the premise of it. So, you know, but
well,
yeah.
How are you, like, a geeky fan?
No, I'm not geeky. I'm a fan en passant, in passing. Yeah.
All right. So we have developed a very cool superhero, supervillain audio quiz.
Oh, this, all right. So I knew you guys were working on this. I have not actually played it. Just full disclosure, have not actually played it.
Kai could embarrass himself, folks. Listen in. All right. Here we go.
All right.
Name a young superhero who often gets into sticky situations whose signature sound is like this. Is it Supergirl? Oh, go ahead.
It's got to be Spider-Man shooting the webby stuff. Come on. That one's easy.
I'm
going to put my headphones on both ears, though.
One for one. All right, this one's trickier.
Okay.
Next up from the superhero universe, Blue Skin whistles while he works. This is what the whistle sounds like. Can you, Kai, name that character from Guardians of the Galaxy? Is it Ronan the Accuser, Yondu, or Nebula?
Never saw that whole franchise, man.
I missed the whole thing.
I just put that down in the no column.
All right. That's Yondu. He uses whistling to control his arrow.
Okay. All right. Fine.
All right. So I'm not going to give the rest away. We've got them all over on our website. It's at marketplace.org.
You are not actually going to tell me you knew Yondu, are you?
No.
All right.
No.
Good. Because that would be phony. That would be phony. Adrian Hill is our entertainment correspondent. The quiz at marketplace.org. Yondu? Seriously?
Yondu. Write it down.